May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 293. Encompassed with clouds of distress, and tempted all hope to resign, I pant for the light of thy face, that I in thy beauty may shine. Disheartened with waiting so long, I sink at thy feet with my love. All plaintive I pour out my soul, and stretch forth my hands unto God. Hymn 293.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from Psalm 77, the Book of Psalms, Psalm 77. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favourable no more? Is his mercy clean gone for ever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath in anger shut up his tender mercies? And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work, and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine own redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Let us pray. Dearest Lord, enable us to approach thee now through the glorious person of thine only begotten Son, our mediator, the mediator between God and man. Are the high priest forever, a high priest, the sinner's high priest, the weary pilgrim's high priest, forever, one to make intercession, one who has administered that acceptable sacrifice forever. May we know the influence of that sacrifice in my soul, that I may have a broken and contrite heart. And may we offer those sacrifices of thanksgiving for that one glorious offering forever, through which we alone now can approach God. O Lord, we thank thee for the Lord's day, thy day. O Lord, we thank thee for the sanctuary of the doors of the sanctuary open. We thank thee for thy word. We thank thee for thyself, thy gospel. But O Lord, we need its blessing and its grace. We need the living streams, the rising fountain, to teach us, even the youngest, our young friends, older ones, who thou art. Leave us not to reason. May we be among a favoured number appointed to know thee as thou art. Father, Son, and Spirit, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, yet in the glorious person of thine only begotten Son, may we behold the greater glory of eternal love and compassion and a sovereign blessed choice to teach us to know thee aright. For the gospel, may it not come to us in word only, in a letter understanding, a printed knowledge, our own reason. Our forefathers called it head knowledge, but grace in the heart to need thee. Oh, to need thee, to feel thee near. We pray for the Holy Ghost. We pray for the rising of thy love and grace in our heart like a well, a spring coming up. Pray, Lord, for the flowing of living waters into our soul. The word of life to draw near, to pour, to flow in. Pray for thy blessing upon our head from above, to come down upon our head all our days. We pray for the distillation of the Holy Spirit in our breast to wash us, sanctify us, separate us, make us clean, sensitive to sin. Oh, we pray for eternal life. We may hear thy voice. We may be led of thee and drawn to thee to heaven. We may be brought safely on to the end of the journey. Appear for us. Appear for thy people in the pathway. undertake for us. We are shut in the wilderness. It seems shut right into it. A barren land. The barrenness of our nature. The hard rocks of our heart. Lord, the heat of the day oppressing us. The philosophy and spirit of the age burning us to nothing. Oh Lord, we pray, bring us safely on. Bring us to thy dear feet. Lord, shine. Bring us, Lord, not just through a religious experience, but drawn by thy grace, in the midst of all our sorrows, to know thee, and in the dark to cry unto thee, to name that name, which is above every name, and through the light of thy spirit to plead the fullness of grace that is with thee to help, and to deliver, to comfort. Lord, appear for us. Save us from the hard rigors of the law, which only harden men in self-righteousness. Grant us meekness, to be like a child, to be despised, willing to be set at naught, if thy word is like a rising spring. Lord, we plead what thou hast made known. I only know what I know. I don't know anything else. Lord, all I can preach and speak of and pray of and cry to thee over is what I know. I know not another man's experience. I can only know what thou hast made known in thy word. No scriptures of any private interpretation. May we be found in the narrow way, the way of life, looking unto Jesus. So do come and grant thy blessing and presence this day upon the word. Oh, that we may be nothing before thee. Seek no reputation below. O Lord, men may say this or say that. My heart with gladness weeps before thee in the midst of terrible trouble. Please appear. We have sinners. We confess our sin. Thou hast not dealt with us as our sins deserve, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Cleanse us from secret faults. O Lord, may we live near thee and upon thee. Do bring us to true heartbrokenness in the sweetness of salvation. What thou hast suffered, bring it home to our heart. Bring it near. Oh, that thou didst endure. We only taste the cup. Oh, open to our eyes sin and judgment in measure to what we can bear. But oh, the fullness of the Lamb of God, the gospel of mercy, the word of promise, the sound of thy vows of compassion. Lord, thee, our beloved, to lean on, lean on, lean on that word of grace. Give us sweet, vital experience of gospel life. Experience, not theory. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Thou hast gone that way. and those that are in such a case, we believe are in that narrow way. Hear our cries. Hear our cries. Bless this house, bless Zion. Bless thy servants, bless the ministry here, bless our dear deacons. Comfort them, help them, their loved ones. Church, congregation, be gracious unto them. Bless them. Increase them. Lord, in need of thee, in knowledge of thee, in fullness of thee. The Lord, do remember all in affliction, pain, suffering, those laid aside in personal, private afflictions, other afflictions, no. We thank thee where thou hast raised up, restored in measure. Go on to be gracious. Please go on to be gracious and spare. Lord, be with all in bereavement, loss, suffering. Those detained at home. Oh, be with each. Those in the paths of middle life, cast their burden on thee. Remember younger friends, bless the Sunday school. Grant that true instruction, open their hearts, their eyes, to fear thee, to know thee. Meet a number here in young days. Oh, bring them to thy dear feet. Awaken, send thine arrows. Warn them of the wrath to come. There is a wrath to come. The fullness of thy gospel to be heard in life and power. Touch our young friends' hearts. Provide for them. Provide for them in all those things they so need. Provisions in godly partners, employment, their callings and homes and finance, but all that place in Zion, all that, Lord, that place prepared above, may they know it. May their names be engraven on the palms of thy hand. Do remember each in mercy there and have mercy on us in the churches, our own churches, the editors of our magazines, support and bless. Oh Lord, there's never been so much activity in our churches as there is today, and so little obvious blessing. Oh, is there not a speaking voice? Who are we? Lord, I am vile. Oh, but help us quietly to look to thee with singleness of iron heart in the lonely pathway. May I follow thee and not men. Turn in compassion to us. Bless the word. Remember thy one church in the earth and missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Have mercy on this our guilty land. And now as there has been a prayer meeting here, we pray thy blessing according to thy will on it. And thou wilt hear the thanks for thy sparing mercies to this land so undeserved. Over the years in the last war and so forth, we still have our gospel privileges lengthened out. Lengthen out still our Protestant heritage, our civil liberties. We give thanks. For Lord, we pray we may be brought as a nation to repentance. Anything I should have prayed for, do make up in giving. Lord, meet with us, bless us. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Thou knowest every heart, every case here. Lord, I look to thee. Help me. Help me. Are we Help us, Lord. Come, bless thy gospel with success. Lord Jesus, be merciful to us. Undertake for every heart in tribulation here, in sorrow, in anxiety. Soften with a childlike spirit to wait for thee, to know thee, to be patient. Lord, come. Oh, come and bless thy people. We ask all things, confessing all our sins, pleading that fullness of Jesus, that shed blood, thy death, that awful death. Oh, to see my sins laid on thee, to see thee die for me, to know thee risen for me. I pray by sweet experience, by the Holy Ghost. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Increase our faith. For thy great name's sake, amen.
Hymn 806, the second part. Come ye backsliding sons of God, for many such there are, who long the paths of sin have trod. Come, cast away despair, return to Jesus Christ, and see there's mercy still for such as we. Hymn 806, the second part.
In complete dependence upon the Lord, I will draw your attention to the book of Psalms, Psalm 93 and verse 4. Psalm 93 and verse 4. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Now, you and I know this to be true. But where's the benefit until you're in the waves of the sea? What's the point in knowing this truth and having no blessing? The man that's in the midst of the storm and is brought to see this blessed truth and know it and prove it is a man who's favoured, saved from drowning out of a sea, a storm. He's in the sea and he's drowning. He discovers the Lord is mightier. And who's the one who saved? The man on the cliff watching, or the one who's in the sea? Many called, but few chosen. Dear friend, the Lord doesn't teach his people about him. He teaches them of him. Not about his grace, but they experience his grace. And you know, how have you learnt that the Lord hears prayer? How have you learnt that the Lord regards and hears and loves the prayer of the destitute? Because you've been brought to be destitute in yourself, whether in a sense of sinnership or in tribulation, destitute of help. You know, many say, I'm a sinner. Everyone in this chapel would say, I'm a sinner. You know, when you feel one before God, it makes a lot of difference. You're not ready to tell people you are. You're too ashamed. Do you get my line of things? Get my line of thought this morning? You're too ashamed to talk about it. So when you know the glory of Christ, you say less. But when opportunity arises, as the apostle tells us, then you will speak of his grace with feeling and lift him up. Now our text is about experiencing salvation, not talking about it. It's actually experiencing salvation. And it's a blessed word. And you know, if someone's got to be in the waters to know the wonder of the Lord is high, higher, higher. And not just in his position, but you know, power to control, power to deliver, power to save. The Lord, what a word. The Lord, what a word. Friends, I could stand here and tell you, perhaps I ought to, I don't know, but all about Jehovah, essentially pure, hating sin, just, righteous in his condemnation against sin, could speak of the attributes of the Father, the intrinsic knowledge, the infinity of God, the power of God, the holiness of God. But until you feel it and know it, it means nothing except up in the noddle. You've got plenty up there. It's in the heart. You know, what a solemn word is the Lord. What a blessed word. Friend, we'll all know this word one day. Psalm awful. I hope all in here, I don't know. A blessed word. You think of the disciples in the boat. They said, it's the Lord. It's the Lord. There was love in their heart, grace in their heart. They knew him. He had called them. He had called them. It is the Lord. They were in the boat. He was there. He was on the shore. He spoke to them. Have you caught anything? It is the Lord. What an awful word we have before us. You know, the Lord reigneth his clothes in majesty. We have elsewhere, he thundereth. Let the earth tremble. Let the earth be still. So I don't know who I'm going to talk to this morning, but you know, have you ever trembled at the majesty of God? Have you been taught of the Lord that what his will is? When you want something and he doesn't bring it, when his will is another will, and how hard then to say how good his will is, how blessed is his will. What will bring you here to say it? Grace, friends, grace. But I will add something to encourage, and I can't get to that place myself. When we're brought to sweet submission to know his will as good, then the Lord has often granted the blessing that we've had to give up. Friend, I proved it many, I'll have to say to you, a good number of times. I wouldn't exaggerate many. It is many, actually, but I'm fearful to boast. But you know, dear friends, I can't bring myself there. You taught something. You taught two things. Sovereignty, mercy, in experience of your life, in your soul. This word, Lord, holy. Imagine, what do you know of the holiness of God? Friend, it makes you, I won't exaggerate. I'm not exaggerating, but what I mean by this is, not everyone can speak of it. And you're not cut off if you can't. Makes you fearful to sin, certainly. That's easy to say that. But you know, your very breath is sin. It's corrupted. Life is corrupted. But dear friends, it makes you fearful to breathe. Now that's an extreme case, isn't it? The Lord. Have you seen the Lord in judgment? He's coming. Have you seen the Lord at Calvary dying? Dying. The Lord dying. Dying. Do you long to see him there? You know, many know about that dying. But all Christians know about the Lord dying. Does it affect our heart? Do you pray to him as one who has died? Not just one in heaven who saves. One who's died to ransom. One who died to save. One who rose again for your life, your comfort, because I live, you live also. Die for my sin. Don't you want that blessing? died for my sin, to ransom me, me from the grave, me, hideous me, monster me, hard me, carnal me, worldly me, died to save. For you know, now risen. You know, John writes this, the evangelist. We beheld his glory, the glory of his, the only begotten of the Father. But what a glory, full of grace and truth. Do not try and work out why God was love in the first place, then drove Adam out because of disobedience, why he cursed the earth and the ground and the whole nations to the bottomless pit because of disobedience, when he was full of love himself. You'll never come to any conclusions. The point is, friend, do you know that love? Then you'll be strong. Then there's a rock to stand on. Then there's a hiding place. Then there's a glory. There's mercy. You'll know mercy to know living streams of mercy. Full of grace and truth. Brought to need it. Brought to desire it. Brought to long for it. Friend, brought to hope in it. Brought to experience it. Heard your poor prayers. Heard your cries. He does. He does. He does know you. Look at Jacob. Known of God. Known. The Lord. The Lord. Relative to mankind. Relative to, not just the Lord as an object. God manifest in the flesh. Relative to lost man. There's his glory in the humanity of Christ. There's his glory, full of grace. Grace, what a word. Grace. Compassion. Save. To hear prayer. To condescend. To come where you are. To heal. To lift up. The gospel annals are full of it. You. Not the blind man. You. You. You born blind in ignorance and sin. You. Truth. Truth of his righteousness. Friend, that righteousness destined to flow out in relative properties to man. To mankind. To taste of that fullness of holiness and righteousness that he is. To make us fit for him to be in his presence. Full grace and truth. Well, the Lord. Now, what does it say? The Lord on high. Above. Above. Friend, above. Above the mighty waves of the sea, the many waters. Above. Mightier, greater, above. Why is he above it? This Lord has been under it. Do you believe it? Christ, the Son of God, has been under it. In it. In the deep waters. Why is he above? Ponder it. When Moses and the Psalm we read, 77, refers to Asaph, refers, I believe, to the crossing of the Red Sea. You know, he was above it to instruct what to do, to tell Moses what to do, to encourage him what to do, and to deliver. It wasn't Moses that put his rod across. He was instructed to put his rod across and to point it out. And it was the Lord that divided the waves. Grace. Mightier above. Why? Why is he above? Why has God revealed himself as above? In the whole annal of scripture, in creation, in everything, above. He may bring his people above to him. The nature of of depths and heights, of distance, nearness and afar off, are all teaching, a purpose teaching of God to bring us to Him, to show us there is a refuge. You know, the enormity of the fall of Adam to bring death. I don't want to be depressing, but some of you come, young people, perhaps happy into chapel with prospect before you. It's all going to end. Death will ruin it. I'm not being gloomy or long-faced. Death will ruin it. I lay last night in bed, and as you know, I wheeze a bit sometimes, and one day this breath will be squeezed out for the last time. Oh, Lord, do shine, do come, do come. Death, it ruins everything. Mightier above, to bring His people to above. Now, what I want to come to in the text, and I hope I'll now keep to it, leave the introduction behind. Friend, He will bring you to places where you will have to look above what you're in. What your pathway's in. What you've been called to walk in. You know, if you and I had all prosperity, we'd soon stop looking above, you know. We'd keep looking around and enjoying it, wouldn't we? And He brings us to the day of trouble and adversity, to cause us to look above. You know, dear friend, if you're brought to a place where there's nowhere else to go, no one else to go to, no other healer, no other deliverance than the Lord Himself, you're being divinely taught of grace. You know, and it's not easy to look to the Lord. Trouble means trouble, literally, the waves of the sea. I want to refer to a few scriptures, really. Let us see how, well, Martin Luther often sang this psalm. You know, God is our refuge and strength. Why? Because you need one. A very present help in trouble. But do you feel someone here that He isn't? He's not helping you? Friend, I've known it. I have known it for several years on end. But He has still come and appeared. There is an appointed time. God has His appointed times and the purposes that you'll be humbled and dependent and have to live upon Him. Friend, not live upon Him just in the trouble. Live upon Him forever. That is the end of His silence. To divinely teach us, not just for the present tribulation or a convenient time, but forever, forever, to humble us. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed. Ponder it, the earth be removed. Your scene be removed. What you're used to be removed. What comforts you to be removed. To discover God still is, and still is gracious, and still will supply. A thought comes from Isaiah 54. I will just turn to it. It's just come to me. For this is of the waters of Nair unto me. You know, a great change. This is the water, and the waters of Nair meant a complete change. This is the waters of Nair unto me. For I have sworn as the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that will not be wroth with me nor rebuke me. You see, the prophet in this sense feels that he deserves that, but he won't be wroth and he won't rebuke. Love thee with an everlasting love, though thou deservest it. For the mountain shall depart, and the hills be removed. I speak with feeling, I'm not telling you the detail, but I've known both those in one. Mountain gone and a hill gone. And nothing left. In the pathway I'm talking about. Nothing to hang on to. Nothing to cleave to. Having to cry to God Most High. Unto God that performeth all things for me. But my kindness shall not depart from thee. And neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed. That's what you've known and tasted. It won't depart. The mountains and the hills are going. But my love won't depart. My grace won't depart. What an experience. Friend, it's not an everyday experience, is it? It's not an everyday. If you don't understand it, you let into it. So you're led into perhaps once in your life. Maybe twice, and that'd be painful. Once in your life, my kindness, covenant of my peace, shall not be removed. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. You're made to weep like a child for the sweetness of that truth, to feel him carry you. Though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river. What a mercy. Mercy, the river. The river of God's love and grace. The streams, the flowing of it, the little streams, the little touches, make glad the city of God. Have you known that river? You know, make glad the city of God. Just remember, although it was David's psalm, here the whole psalm speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save me, O God, the waters are coming to my soul. You know, we can talk about Jesus. Either you go aside, friend, you can be an evangelist and talk about Jesus, saves, come to him. You've only got to believe. Do you know what the deep waters in your soul are? Do you know what it is to know the awfulness of your state? Cannot believe except by grace. Save me. Deep waters, judgments, thy dealings, thy hand against, come into my soul. That's the experience of Christ for his people. And he will teach his people of that love, of that grace. Oh soul, do you feel the deep waters are coming? Oh, look to him. Have you had to look to him? Deep waters have come into my soul. I sink in deep water where there is no standing. You know, you can't stand under the Lord's rebuke, you know. I couldn't, Christ could not under the Father's rebuke. He couldn't stand, you know. But he did. He did. And he stood in his own right, and so will you stand in his righteousness. But friends, he won't bid you stand before him until he bids you rise. It's true. Think of a king. The ancient despots, and I suppose in a way it's still relevant today, but you know, you have to go before the king bowed, and it's like in a court. You stand up until the judge or the coroner says sit down. And so with the king, in your circumstances, you won't rise until he bids you. He will bid you rise. That's why he's come into the court. That's why he's come into your life. That's why he's come into your heart. He will bid you rise. He will. Rise up, my love, my fair one. Come away. I come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. Weary of my crying, my throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. You know, we speak of communion with Christ. People have fellowship meetings. I suppose it's, I've not been to one, but I suppose it's all the lovey-dovey gospel. They all love it and clap their hands and enjoy it. The apostle speaks of fellowship with his sufferings. There's divine teaching. There's love. And what's the purpose of that? What's the purpose of us, your suffering? What's the purpose of your sorrow? You may know the wonders that you're tasting, the bitterness of your sin. Know that he has drunk it all up to let you go free. Let you go free. Go free. You know, if you go into Psalm 69 and 22, soul, soul, you've had to cry, your Lord cried, but he shut out his prayer. He gave him the curse, put upon him the curse. You know, you're brought to see it, to taste it, to feel it. Deep waters. You know, I won't go into the detail. I did tell, in a text message, I think it was, told someone a while ago, 18 months, I couldn't tell you now. I quoted this text in Asaph's Psalm. Thy way is in the sea, thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. I had a text message back to say, don't be so depressing. You should look to the Lord. You know, that person had to go through that way afterwards. And they've spoken to me since of it. I'm not boasting. But dear friends, often preach nothing. Well, no one knows what you're talking about, boy. What have you come for? Go home. There might be one day you might do. That's the Lord's way. And that's why there's a text we have before us. And he's bringing you to that point. In the midst of the waves, look at Jonah. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me, says Jonah. Does he not? The waters compass me about, even to the soul. Your pathway, tribulation, your fear, your affliction, it gets right into the soul. The very life, your hope is cut off, gets right into it. Friend, it's to compass it about is one thing. Judgment, backsliding, correction, divine sovereignty. Perhaps a Job teaching. Job was an upright man, but the Lord, if you like, Job's heart was the place, or the Puritan one, the playground where God would defeat Satan. Right in Job's soul. Job had to go through that experience. Job's victory was Christ's victory over the enemy, Satan. But that's a bit deep theology. I won't go into that for the moment. The point is, you and I are poor Jobs, and we don't understand it. But Job didn't know that either when he went through it. He discovered it afterwards. Even to the soul, even to the very centre of my hope, of my love to God, of his blessing upon my heart, the very comfort in the coming of the promise, my very salvation, the waters have got there. Well, Job, you're disobedient, weren't you? Dear friend, are you a Jonah? It's not easy to be a Jonah, but you've discovered you are. The depth closed me round about. The weeds are... Friend, when you're brought to a place where you're going to be brought to total humiliation, have you had to think you're going to have to sell up? Sell it all up and have to move into a hovel or something? I had to face... I won't go into detail, God forbid. I wouldn't... You wouldn't understand anyone. I wouldn't understand you. But the Lord knows. He's dealing with it. You've had to cry unto God.
The Lord brings us to places high. There's nowhere to look, you know. Vain is the help of man. God will see to it. No one will help you but Him. 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 Now, I know I'm talking on experience. I've got a different text for this evening, but I'm talking on experience here. It's the experience of the mighty friend. When that rope is cast into the sea to save you, till you grab all that life buoy, are you going to inspect that life buoy and say, now, what's it made of? Friend, you just lay on it and hold it and put it around you and be towed in, friend. It's only afterwards you begin afterwards to discover how the life buoy was made and so forth, or the life belt, whatever it is, was made. We learn the glory and grace of God after experience, not before. Today it's gone the other way round. The cart is before the horse, isn't it? The cart's before the horse. We're learning all about God first, then hoping we're going to have some experience of Him. The Lord teaches us to humble Him, to reverence Him, and He shows us our sinful hearts to bring us to glory, to know His attributes and His grace. I'm old-fashioned, I know. And I... Oh, well, there it is. You know, He says, Thou hast cast me into the deep. The floods compass me about. All Thy billows... Do you love that language? Thy billows and Thy waves are gone over me. Jonah. Christ spoke of Jonah. And spoke of Himself as Jonah. What a type of Christ was Jonah. Friend, and if Christ has suffered with you, you will know something of His suffering like Jonah. I'm not saying you're a type of Christ, but you'll know the sweetness that Jonah knew. Types are in the Old Testament. There's not the same meaning in the New Testament. But you know, Jonah's experienced salvation. Christ spoke of the Son of Man. Himself. So, you speak well of Jesus, have you? And I'm sure you can, and lift Him up and do speak well of, but He'll teach you something of His, of what you are and what He's endured for you. Thy billows and Thy waves. His church's billows and waves have gone over Him. Well, I will leave this part now. Mighty, look at the dear apostles in the boat. You know, the Lord said, let us go over to the other side. Perhaps there's someone here who said, the Lord has opened the door, led you into the pathway, prospered you for a season. And then a storm's come. You know, why did that storm... I know storms come, natural storms come. Natural storm came on Galilee. But why did it have to be when Jesus was in the boat? Surely it would have been a pleasant journey. Did you think when you were, the Lord blessed you, it was all going to be pleasant and green? I did, you know. My godly grandmother Rosie, she, her Maidstone, she, well, both my grandmothers were godly, I believe, but I knew my grandmother Rosie longer, and her conversation, she lived near the Lord, very near. There are degrees of faith. I wouldn't denounce my maternal grandmother. She's in heaven. She is, but there are degrees. Oh, for grace to live near the Lord. But you know, she used to speak of these experiences. Before the Lord had mercy on me, I was impressed. That this is interest, this is religion. They're speaking godly things. What a godly lady. What a godly experience. Until you were made to feel lost. And then you knew the awfulness of the scene they were weeping over. But then brought to salvation, brought to walk in the Lord's sweet countenance under His blessing. I couldn't understand my grandmother then. Where's her faith gone? She's lost her faith. She's lost this. She's lost that. She must have done something wrong. Didn't have to learn about my own heart, friend. My own heart. You know, when the word of God tells us the heart deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, we don't believe it, do we? But look at the disciples. Why a storm? Why a storm? They may know his salvation. Those disciples feared with Christ. We sing in the hymn, "With Christ in the vessel, I smile at the storm." It's very nice, and it's true if the Lord is near. But those disciples feared. We read they're in jeopardy. The boat was full with water. There's only one answer, is going to sink. "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" It seems the Lord was asleep. Well, naturally, of course, as the Son of David, he was asleep. And as the Son of God, the Son of Man, he was asleep. But do you know what it is to cry and shout? He shutteth out your prayer. "Awake while sleepest thou, O God. Arise for our help. Redeem us for thy mercy's sake." You know, they were safe. They couldn't see it. You're safe. Thy God will hear thee. You can't see it. You can't feel it. Above. You're brought like those disciples. Nowhere else to go. But only to him. You know, and it shows me that experience. This is personal to me. We may, as it were, be with him and walk with him and worship him. But until he helps us. Friend, there was the blessing. He loved them. But they were quite merrily saying, "And along with Christ in the vessel." And you can go along in religion with the Lord Jesus and truly know him. But then you know his salvation when the storm comes. But he arose and rebuked it. You know, dear friends, they knew he was the Son of God. But oh, for them to see him appear, what a salvation for them. What a blessing. In Psalm 66, we have another word similar. "Thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou brought us into the net. Thou laidst affliction upon our loins," and so forth. "And through... we went through fire and water. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads." You know, experiences of God's people. "Thou broughtest us into a wealthy place, but we went through fire and water. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." You know, there's a covenant promise there. But you're brought to Christ. Friends, you can't say, "Well, the Lord is with us." Friends, I've done it. I've said it myself. "Well, the Lord's with me. He's blessed me. He's favoured me. Why should I fear?" I've been brought to fear. Like those poor disciples. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Why? "I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." I want to conclude. That's why you're going to go nowhere else. Because he's redeemed you. How you long to feel that flowing again. Bought you. Though he's hidden his face from you. I do love that hymn 273. It's one of my favourites. "For a moment I withdrew and thy heart was filled with pain. But my mercies I'll renew. Thou shalt soon rejoice again." Yes, a chilling thing to sing a hymn like that. When you're in such deep waters and sorrows. Unless you've got automatic faith, which I haven't. though I seem to hide my face, very soon my wrath shall cease. 'Tis but for a moment's space, ending in eternal peace. Though afflicted, tempest-tossed, comfortless of woe thou art, do not think thou canst be lost. Thou art graven on my heart, mightier, mightier than the waves of the sea, mightier, above, is above them, above them. Dear friend, you are being brought to have to live upon him, venture upon him, continue upon him. And he will fulfill his promise in his word to your soul, redeemed you, redeemed you. There may be those here in trouble in seeking him. I've got a different word for tonight. I hope I'll take a different line. But the text this morning speaks of the divine teaching in the midst of the furnace of sorrow and affliction and tribulation, where God works. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. The noise of many waters. Many waters. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea that keep coming in and rolling in and tossing up and down. He's mighty. He's on high. A high. And you'll have to look there. He rides upon the storm. Plants his footsteps on the sea, rides on it. It is I, be not afraid. It is I, be not afraid. You pray, man. Has the Lord led you to pant and sigh for that redemption? To know a little bit of the payment made, how he's redeemed with his own blood. That been your prayer, love with an everlasting love, called thee by thy name, thou art mine, thou art mine. You'll go to him, dear friend, go to him, thou art mine. In the tribulation, none to deliver, there's none to help. He is at hand, dear friend, you have to. I know what I'm talking about. Friend, it's just you can't change tomorrow, whatever tomorrow is. You continue looking unto Jesus, looking up, looking into his word, just looking forward. The next day, looking on, then eyelids straight on, you don't know what's before. Looking to Jesus. And that's what he's bringing you to. To favour you, to deliver you, to help you. Perhaps a slow deliverance. Perhaps a working of deliverance over months or years. Redeem thee. And that experience you're in to know what he has done for you. To deliver your soul. He's above, high, high, mightier, high. You'll have to look above the circumstances. Easier said than done, but friend, you'll have to look to him. Out of self to Jesus lead for an inner synthesis. Look at the treachery, look at your sin, look at your backsliding. Friend, the more you regard your backsliding, the more you'll get despondent and the more you'll be propensity to go back into it. And I know that feeling, and I know it. Friend, but oh, to look to the fullness. Grace still abounding. Friend, how can it? Plead it, plead it. You know, when you're pleading it, you're being brought nigh. When you're not, you're at a distance. Sinners have to name that precious blood. If you don't mind me saying, a holy blood, made holy by the very being of the Almighty in union with that body. Blood is blood, but it was a holy offering. And there's the vilest sinner, with all the awfulness of his case. What else is there to do? What else? Plead it, friend. Plead it and wait till he turn and have compassion. Is it possible, you say, to sin against Christ's sufferings and to be glib in them? Yes, it's possible. You tremble lest that's you. But you know, dear friend, weeping, pleading with a broken heart, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. I do love that word in Micah. I must now close. It's a good word. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue. How does he do it? By his love, friends. By gospel mercy. By living waters. By compassion. By his touch. By showing his hand. Friend, I don't know how you find it. I know that tribulation... it's not tribulation itself, it's the grace working in the tribulation that brings us to a broken and contrite spirit. Because all contrition of spirit is with the heart toward Christ, brought to look to Christ. Otherwise it's all reformation and reformation and reformation and reformation, like mercy tongues, constant revolution, revolution, revolution. There's no end to it. You finish up a big Pharisee. Brokenness. To admit our sins. To fall down to love. Redeem thee. He will subdue our iniquity and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Now, who is a God like unto thee? This is the God your Christ. He's above him than all the what you're in at the moment. Friend, he'll have you look up there. He'll have you look to him alone. Venture on him alone. Nowhere else to go. Friend, and it's like it's the end of the journey. It's not going to get easier. The narrow way is a purpose. Friend, in the midst of all you're in, having to cry to the Lord for help. And it won't stop now. It'll be like for the rest of your day. A fullness of Christ. You know, if it wasn't so, we'd be resting on other things. To have to look alone to him from now to the end of the journey in everything to prove his grace, his mercy, his love. Oh, the sweet upward glances to his soul. Do you love him? Why do you look? Because you love him, you long for him. It's a broken heart that misses him. That passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. He retaineth not his anger forever. Delighteth in mercy. The time has run. Well, I'll leave it with you. If you're in it, may the Lord bless it. If you're not, well, there it is. I can't do anything about that. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Cackling voices, bitter tongues, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea.
Collections last Lord's Day were £825, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Rosier will address the Sunday school this afternoon. Tomorrow evening we hope to hold another prayer meeting for the nation. God willing, Mr. Sayers will preach on Wednesday evening and Mr. Timothy Rosier next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 1096. Oh, what dangers, all distressing, snare each morning pilgrim's feet. gloomy sorrow still increasing, swell the present changing state. Hymn 1096.
Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.